Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Last stop on my trip through Asia is Cambodia, site of the worst genocide since World War II. In 1975, the Maoist Khmer Rouge Party took control of the country and set about murdering as many as 3 million people. This was out of a population of about 8 million. The killing continued for 4 years until neighboring Vietnam invaded and stopped it. You may have seen the Oscar-winning movie, The Killing Fields, with Sam Waterston and Hang Noor. I just came back from the most famous of the killing fields. It's on the outskirts of Phnom Penh, the capital. The movie can't really convey the sheer horror of the place. Though many of the Khmer Rouge's victims were starved or worked to death, at least half were taken to one of several dozen camps like this around the country. There, they were bludgeoned to death, bullets were too expensive, while a loudspeaker blared revolutionary songs to drown out the screams. One of the more disturbing things about this tragedy is that it was not what we usually think of as genocide. Unlike, say, the Holocaust, it wasn't about religion, race, ethnicity. The Khmer Rouge targeted city dwellers, government workers, intellectuals, anybody who wore glasses. In other words, the elite. Pol Pot, the party's de facto leader, called them losers. The country's rural, uneducated citizens were considered genuine Cambodians. They were encouraged to hate the elites. If they didn't, they too became losers. Is this starting to sound familiar? We have a president who likes to divide our country, much as the Khmer Rouge did Cambodia, between urban and rural, elites and real Americans, winners and losers. He and his far-right supporters gin up hatred toward college students and professors, government workers, scientists, the media. His enablers in Congress just hatched a tax bill that punishes the urbanized blue states and rewards the countrified red ones. It even singles out graduate students for special abuse. "I love the poorly educated," Trump once said. He doesn't seem to have much use for the rest of us. Somebody should bring him to the killing fields of Cambodia. Show him where this kind of class-based divisiveness can lead. Under his presidency, hate crimes in the U.S. are already on the rise. In the end, Americans may prove wise enough to avoid Khmer Rouge-style savagery, but in 1975, Cambodians thought they were, too. The lesson of the killing fields is the lesson of all genocides. Once hate gets rolling, it's hard to stop. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.